You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's episode was originally going to be one I released on a Wednesday because I've been experimenting with some of the shorter, more topic-based solo episodes on the Wednesday releases. But there's just too much to the story, and I wanted to share it on a normal Sunday release slot. I am talking today about a viral clip of Pastor Bobby Leonard in North Carolina that has been going all over social media, has gotten a ton of media coverage. And I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of Pastor Bobby Leonard or his church or associate ministries like Bible Baptist Tabernacle until February 20th, 2024, just this week, when my friend Bad Sermons on X posted this shocking sermon clip.
I told my wife that this is the kind of preaching we need. I told my wife, I said, Mama, when we go to Fission Forge, to the outlet malls, when you go uptown here, we'll go up to, sit at the parking lot at the outlet mall, I mean the mall here.
Before I let him even continue with all the stupid things he's going to say, just hearing him ramble through the first part of this clip makes me go, hey, all the discourse about politicians needing term limits, maybe we should be having that conversation about pastors. Maybe we should have some term limits for these guys, because it is a nightmare sitting through some of these clips and waiting for some kind of point to be made. But anyway, back to the clip.
I said, you watch it. I said, Kellen, you'll find more women going to have shorts on than you will with pants and dresses put together. So I sat there. I just want to be sure. I sat there some time ago for, I don't know who's out in the, I guess it must have been some of the family. My wife don't go shopping now. And I sat there in my car. I thought, I'm going to see if that's right. And I counted. Try that. You'll find more women going those places with shorts than you will women with pants and dresses put together.
Now, this whole situation is creepy enough. If that's all we had, that would be a really creepy clip. And one Twitter user posted a really funny yet appropriate meme for this very inappropriate statement. But what Pastor Leonard said after this statement goes from just being inappropriate and creepy to straight up evil.
You find more women going those places with shorts than you will women with pants and dresses put together. Try it. If you got time, try it. Have your boy go up there and try it. Just watch for it. Have your girl go up there and watch for it. And you know, I used to say this. I haven't said this in a long time. You ready? I said, if you dress like that and you get raped and I'm on the jury, he's going to go free. You don't like, do you? I'm right, though. I can't help you like it. I'm right. Because, you know, a man's a man. A man's a man. When I was a boy, 80 years ago, I was raised in Martinsville, Virginia, partly known Moxfield, North Carolina. I don't even remember women wearing anything but dresses back then. Well, anyway, I want you to go home depressed tonight. I'd rather go home encouraged, but I want you to go home wanting to serve God. But it seems like we pay no attention to God. Isn't that right?
This clip, of course, got a lot of exposure on social media, and at the time of this recording has racked up nearly 200,000 views. And it caught the attention of many news stations, including the North Carolina NBC affiliate, WCNC, who put together a story that ran February 22nd, 2024. They reached out to me for comment on the clip, and I've linked to the article that features my interview with them in the description of this video and the show notes of the podcast. My biggest takeaway I hope people have watching the clip, seeing the news reports, and reading through my interview with WCNC is that this is not an isolated incident. It is not a one-off comment. This is the rotten fruit of a corrupt religious system that has degraded, abused, and victim-shamed women for years. One familiar with IFB history can't help but watch Pastor Bobby Leonard's comments and be immediately reminded of a similarly disturbing clip from Jack Hyles' rhetoric behind the pulpit at First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana.
Caused boys to get so stirred up passionately that they'll rape a girl. Brother, you listen to me. For every single man that goes to prison for rape, there ought to be right beside him a half-naked girl in the next cell.
After decades of this garbage being spewed from behind pulpits in churches like this for decades, IFB pastors who affiliate themselves with people like Pastor Bobby Leonard, like Tony Hudson and Stacey Shiflett recently, and even worse, people who are like Pastor Bobby Leonard, have a lot to answer for. Pastor Leonard did give kind of a response on February 22nd, 2024. Photos posted to social media showed the marquee sign outside Bible Baptist Tabernacle with this statement, quote, "I am sorry for any hurt. I was wrong. Pastor Leonard." Look, I'm surprised that there was any apology for this, but I don't feel like throwing a sentence on the church sign is enough of an apology for this. And based on my glances at social media and the discourse around this topic, neither did anybody else. The issues run far deeper than just this one-off quote. As I said earlier, this is the rotten fruit of a corrupt religious system that has degraded, abused, and victim-blamed women for years. Pastor Leonard said it himself.
I used to say this. I haven't said this in a long time. You ready?
It was obviously something he's believed and said explicitly for years in his 40-year ministry. And he follows it up with,
I'm right, though. I can't help feeling like I'm right. Because, you know, a man's a man.
It's obvious that he holds to the typical IFB theology that teaches that men are beasts who have absolutely no control over their sexual urges, and that women are nothing but temptresses who, if they lure a man the wrong way, deserve whatever happens to them. And again, this is not taking something out of context. Again, let me remind you that Pastor Bobby Leonard said,
if you dress like that and you get raped and I'm on the jury, he's going to go free.
What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like a slip of the tongue, or does it sound like a fruit of some really horrific theology and worldview? Now, if you're listening to this and saying, Eric, you're nitpicking, you're taking one thing said by a pastor over 40 years of ministry and tearing him apart, you're drawing conclusions about a church you haven't attended and a man you didn't know. And yes, of course, I am saying this exact comment because I know it's going to come. I know that comment's going to be under this video, as it is anytime I critique any pastor. But let's be honest, what Leonard said reveals a lot about how he views men and women that are sitting in the pews of his church. But second, I want to talk about what we do know about his church, Bible Baptist Tabernacle. According to the staff page of Baptist Bible Tabernacle, which has mysteriously gone missing from the website, along with their Facebook and YouTube channels, Scott Coick, I hope I'm saying his name correctly, is the associate pastor of the church. A 2016 article posted to RevealNews.org details shocking abuses conducted by Coick. It says, on August 10th, 2005, a boy at Tabernacle Christian Daycare in Monroe, North Carolina, spat in another child's face. Pastor Scott Coick called the 11-year-old boy into his office. He attended the church's after-school program. Kohut got down on his knees and told the boy to lie face down on the floor in front of him. Kohut then picked up a piece of wood about a foot long and hit him with it, according to the investigative report. He gave the boy 5 licks with the paddle, investigators said. After the second strike, the child began crying and promised to behave. Kohut hit the boy several more times. Then he prayed with him. But what had been routine at Tabernacle Christian soon made its way to authorities. I'm going to get you back into today's episode in just a moment, but first I want to thank the sponsor that is making today's episode possible, and that sponsor is Factor. Factor creates no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, no matter how many podcasts you're recording, going up and down the stairs, trying to take meetings, whatever you're doing, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. And I can say this from experience. They were kind enough to send me a couple of meals for this week, and I enjoyed one just shortly before reading this ad. And it is amazing. And with 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert and stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. And these aren't meals that skimp on quality either. You've got things like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon, and so much more. So if you want to try it, go head over to factormeals.com/preacherboys50 and use code preacherboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code preacherboys50 at factormeals.com/preacherboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check out Factor, and now check out the rest of this episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Kohut left large bruises on the boy's backside, roughly the size and shape of the paddle. Kohut did not respond to calls for comment. Child abuse officials investigated and decided that the paddling met the legal standard of child neglect. In October 2005, Tabernacle Christian paid a $500 civil penalty. The article continues explaining that this was not the first time the church's corporal punishment became too violent. At least 5 complaints were filed in the year 2000 that punishments went too far at Tabernacle Christian School. Parents stated that their children were, quote, wrapped with rulers, thrown to the ground, and slapped on the hands when they asked for more food. The North Carolina Child Care Licensing Division shut down the school due to issues like this in 2002, but the church reopened the school as a daycare in light of an appeal. Part of the changes that was made was no longer performing paddling on children, which sounds good and overdue, but they didn't stop corporal punishment altogether. The article says if parents opted in, the center told parents that it still would use a hot hand on their children, which was a series of raps on the palm, the number depending on the child's age. On June 18th, 2007, a 2-year-old named Christian, threw a temper tantrum and was kicking and screaming, according to licensing notes. Christian's caregiver, Laura McLaughlin, was unable to control him, so she gave him a hot hand. Children between 1 and 2 years old were supposed to receive one pop on the palm, according to the daycare's discipline policy. But McLaughlin hit Christian 4 times on his fist, then 3 times on his open palm, and this left red marks on his wrist. The state investigated, and again, Tabernacle Christian paid a $500 civil penalty in November 2007. McLaughlin was suspended by the church for 1.5 days for violating the discipline policy. As of 2016, when this article that I'm reading to you was written, she was still working at the daycare. But the abuses that have happened at Tabernacle Baptist Church and its associated ministries have not just been physical, they've been sexual as well. After the initial story broke of Pastor Leonard's comments from the pulpit, I was mentioned on X by Sheila Gregoire, who is a former guest of the Preacher Boys podcast and author of the books The Great Sex Rescue and She Deserves Better. Her tweet read, quote, "I did some digging, and the son of a different pastor at this church was sentenced to 15 years for sexually abusing 6- and 7-year-old children at this church. In this offender database from Preacher Boys," and she links to the Preacher Boy database, "it says he was sentenced to 15 years. I'm really glad that Sheila brought up this connection because it's something that definitely slipped by me and probably would have slipped by many who just watched the clip in disgust and didn't dig any deeper. But in 2011, Pastor Scott Coick, the one who was running the daycare where I just described all of these abuses taking place, his 16-year-old son, David Seth Coick, turned himself in for sexually abusing 2 children, ages 6 and 7, on multiple occasions. He faced 24 felony counts of indecent liberties with a child and sexual acts with a child. 2 years later, he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Sheila also noted that around that time, another young man who went to the church, Anthony Smith, was arrested. Over the next few years, and she found this through the online bulletins that at that time were still available publicly on the website, in the bulletin every week was a request to please write to both David and Anthony with their prison addresses included. Nothing was said about reaching out to the victims and continuing to care for them. So when you see a church that has shown many times through both its words and its actions what it thinks about women, what it thinks about children, and what it teaches toxically about men, you have to decide whether putting a sign in front of your church saying, "I'm sorry for any harm," is really a sufficient apology. I would argue it's not. Well, on February 23rd, 2024, an extended apology was put out through the letterhead of Bible Baptist Tabernacle from Pastor Bobby Leonard. It says, "I want to express my deep regret for the statements made from the pulpit. I'm only beginning to understand the hurt and offense caused, and I take full responsibility for my words. As a pastor, I failed to uphold the biblical values of love and compassion. I apologize for the pain caused and commit to learning from making this foolish and sinful statement. Bible Baptist Tabernacle and I unequivocally stand on the biblical position that rape under any circumstance is a heinous crime to be punished severely and is never excusable. I want our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be glorified through my life. He deserves my best, not my worst. I earnestly seek your forgiveness as I reaffirm my commitment to serve our community with unwavering integrity, humility, and profound love. I deserve for folks to be extremely upset with me, but I ask you to please forgive me. In Christ, Bobby L. Leonard." Look, some people are sharing this article and saying, "Hey, he said sorry. This is great." I just don't see it that way. Again, I'm going to say it a third time. This is not a one-off statement. This is fruit of a belief system that treats women and children, as we've seen historically, as less than, and props up men in positions where they can easily abuse. And so when you see a statement in this apology that says they unequivocally stand on the biblical position that rape under any circumstance is a heinous crime, let's think about what that word really means. The word unequivocally literally means in a way that leaves no doubt. And I don't know how any woman sitting inside the church at Bible Baptist Tabernacle can sit there and say without any doubt that their pastor stands against rape. When he's saying in the pulpit just a few months ago that if there is a jury that he is on and a woman is raped who is wearing shorts, the rapist is going to go free if he's on that jury. That is not an unequivocal stance against rape. And as we've seen in the past, there's hardly an unequivocal stance against child abuse either. So let me ask you, is one church sign and a crappy apology written on church letterhead enough to justify a belief system that is actively harming and abusing women? I would argue it's not. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I'm sincerely hoping to see some real changes being made at the church, starting with people like Scott Kowick and Pastor Bobby Leonard resigning their positions, but that would just be a good start. There needs to be a major change in the way that women are talked about within these churches, and this is not an issue that is just in Bible Baptist Tabernacle. This is a systemic issue that is represented by many churches across the country, and I hope all of them will start taking real steps to change the way that they are actively harming people in their community. I will follow up if there are any updates in this story. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in a future episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. Remember, all the links to everything I talked about are in the show notes of this episode if you want to do some digging for yourself. Thank you so much, and I will see you on a future episode.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.